Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Bet, Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk about the Tum'ah of Kelim in terms of only things that serve people could become Tameh, not things that serve animals or other Kelim. Mishnah says, Taba'at Adam Teme'ah. The ring of a person could become Tameh because it decorates a person. Taba'at Behemah Ve'Kelim U'Sh'ar Kol HaTaba'ot Tehorot. But the ring of an animal, or the ring that's part of kelim, or any other type of ring, is tahor because it serves an animal, a keli, or a person. The one that's part of a keli, part of a utensil, could become tameh with the rest of the utensil together with it, but it cannot become tameh on its own. Korat ha'itzim temeah, a beam that's used for target practice for arrow, for bow and arrow, serves a person, it helps him aim, and therefore it could become tameh. Beshel asirin teora, but a beam used in order to hold down prisoners, to restrain them, is tahor, because it does not do any work, it's just dead weight that holds a prisoner down. Hakolar tameh, but a collar that's placed around a person's neck, a prisoner, in order to restrain him, could become tameh because it does work, because it's a portable item that's worn by a prisoner wherever he goes, as opposed to the beam. It's just dead weight that's not supposed to move. The collar here is used for a person when he moves around, which gives it a status of a keli that does work. Shalshelet sheyesh ba bet ne'ila tameah, a locked chain that's attached to a horse's leg can become tameh because it serves the owner, that it prevents the horse from being taken, from being stolen by somebody. Ha'asuya lekefita tehora, a chain that was made for tying around a small animal like a puppy, is tahor because its purpose is decorative only. Shalshelet shel sitonot tameah, a chain used by merchants to prevent people from stealing their measuring cups, for example, could become tameh because it serves a person. Shel ba'ale batim tehora, a chain used by a person in his house for his measuring cup, cannot become tameh. It stays tahor because it's decorative only. It's not used to make sure that no one steals it. So it serves a keli over here, and therefore it cannot become tameh. Amar biyose ematai. When is the chain of a balabayit, a homeowner, a measuring cup, unable to become tameh? Bizman shehu mafteach echad, when it has one link. People don't usually make a chain of one link, and it's not considered to be a keli. Aval im hayu shenayim, oh shekashar hilazon berosha, but if it had two links, or if a piece that resembles a hilazon, a sea creature, a type of snail, the blood of the hilazon is used to create the techelet. If that was attached to the end of it, teme'ah, it could become tameh because it's intended to serve the owner by preventing the cup from being stolen. So unlike the previous Tana, who says you need several links to be attached to the cup for decoration, Rabbi Yosef says the purpose is to prevent theft. That's the machloket between Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosef. That again, Rabbi Yosef would say that a homeowner's measuring cup that has a chain, it's only unable to become tameh when it has one link, because they're not usually using one chain, one link of a chain, to hold it back from theft. So it's not considered to be a keli. But if there were more than one chain, or it looked like the hilazon, a type of chain that looked like the hilazon, then it could become tameh, because even a balabayit would use it to prevent theft.